Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from East City. We had some technical difficulty. Unfortunately, our main line that we do the show on was somehow disconnected, so it never rang. But we were sitting there in the office or studio waiting for it to ring, and nothing happened. But anyway, this is getting strange here. We're getting all kinds of beeps and things going on.
Hello.
We've got a caller. Welcome to the show. Can you state your name and where you're calling from?
Well, Timothy Cote, calling all the way from Ontario, Canada. I was just recently a guest at your ranch this past week.
Great.
And just calling in to comment about, unfortunately, you're not getting a lot of feedback from photos and video evidence, so I'm going to be quick to hand you out the evidence that we do have, which is overwhelming, like you said. And we had to go out there to see it for ourselves, but it's more than true what happens out there.
Yeah. It's did you get a lot of photos and video or
tons. Frame by frame, I would see ships going right through, and then you would catch some bugs, and you would see what bugs would look like going through the frame, and then planes, but then you would catch these one frame, two cigar-like shaped things coming at the same angle, or if it was nighttime, it would be something going across a screen at a very light colored, but moving so fast, and yeah, we definitely got a lot of pictures of those, and orbs, overwhelming orbs. And orbs are everywhere. We now know that because we've been taking pictures out here, and we've caught a couple out here, so they're everywhere.
Oh, great.
Right on, but definitely it's real what's going on there, and I appreciate the invitation.
Oh, I'm glad you came out and got to see for yourself.
Well, we're going to come out there again. I just bought myself a $175 laser so I could point up at them, and I'm just about to get some night visions, but really hard to find some good pair.
Yeah.
So got to do a lot of shopping for that, but definitely inspired me motivated me to do something different with my life, so I really appreciate that.
Oh, great. Yeah, we have a crew out here right now in the field, and we're getting just incredible orb footage on the iGen with the infrared, we've had probably about 12 ships come over already.
And yeah, nothing new.
And the night's still young. You know, I haven't gone to Heavens Above yet to check out the website, but I'm sure there's probably only two or three visible satellites at the most.
Well, I actually tried to go to Heavens Above, and it's a little bit complicated, more than I would think it to be. But if you just read through it and check what they have through there, be able to determine what's up there, because it's a little bit hard for the novice, I guess, the beginner, but you'll get it the way you keep looking at it, the Heavens Above, that is. And for sure, no, whatever's up there is more than real. And I'm just finished your movie, and I'm about to read your book.
Okay.
So really inspiring, and I appreciate all your time. Thank you a lot, James.
Oh, I'm glad you're having a good time and opening up, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, James, and I'll see you again soon.
Okay,
we got some more roofs to do.
Yeah. We got the outside siding on almost all on now, so.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to stay out for another week. I would have loved to help.
Well, I really appreciate it.
But I'll be out there to do your main roof, though.
Yeah, that was the main thing. That's the backbreaker, and that was a godsend that you guys came out and helped with that.
Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing. I'm talking about your main house. We're going to be we'll be coming up there and doing that whenever you're ready.
All righty. Sounds great.
Right on, James.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Down. Ciao. Bye.
All righty. Another satisfied customer coming to East Eddie and having his own experience. Something amazing happened up here for me. It was great, but we're doing a lot of construction work up here, and usually that falls on my shoulders, and it has for the past, I don't know how many years. And these people have been showing up just out of the blue and grabbing a hammer and screw gun or whatever and pitching in. And it's just been incredible. I can't you know, it's overwhelming for me because I'm so used to doing it all myself. And now the help's finally coming in and people are starting to, you know, understand how important this is and getting involved. So, anyway, kudos to all who've come up here and helped lately. And, I was totally shocked. It's, I went into town for about 3 hours and I came back and these guys had this whole roof on a real steep slope. The metal roof. And I was shocked. I walked out the next morning and I said, hey, we ought to get after the roof. What do you think? Let's try to get this roof on today. And I walked around the corner and it's already on. You know, so, I don't know. It's one of those, gifts that are extremely, grateful for, you know, when you do get help like that. It's been awesome. We're probably going to go out to the field, and take the phone out to the Skywatch. I'm hoping our power holds up here because I wasn't expecting to use this phone, you know, due to the fact that the other line is down right now. But, anyway, we're going to take this on out into the field, see who's out in the field, and we might be able to get a few comments on what people are seeing out in the field today, we don't have our computer up, mainly because the other line's down, so we can't really go to the Heavens Above site or the J-Tracker site to find out what's flying over Trout Lake. But I would imagine there's probably maybe one or two visible satellites, and we lost count at about 7 or 8, and now I believe when I came in they saw 3 or 4 more, so I think we're somewhere up in the 12 or 13 category. Could be even more. If anybody wants to call in and share their experiences, feel free. Any other events going on, we're having just phenomenal activity. I'm walking out to the field right now. And we have, looks like our number one gunner is on the iGen right now as we speak. Filming the orbs. What's up? We're on the air. What do you think? Yeah, we're doing a live broadcast from the... Are you seeing anything now? Is there a lot of orbs or much activity right now? It got real active a couple minutes ago. One of these days we'll have a live stream here with the be able to see what we're filming. We do have it up on the website if you want to go to eseti.org or go to YouTube as well. If you go to eSeti, whoa, we got fire on the mountain. We got a real massive object right in the middle of the mountain. Huge bright light.
It's been staying on for quite a while
too. How long has that light been gone? So the 13 miles away, the candle power of a light that big, it's right smack in the middle of the mountain, folks. And it's huge. It's enormous. And it's flashing back at us. We've been shooting lasers at it, and it's been flashing back. And there's up to 3 lights on the mountain. And some of these lights are on areas where there's a sheer cliff. And it's in wilderness area. You can't have any kind of a vehicle up there, but it's going on right now. As we speak, there's a massive light on the mountain. Looks like a few orbs zinging by, too. There's another one. There's actually three. I'm seeing 3 of that, too. There's actually at least 1 massive light, and looks like 3. Lights on the mountain. We're going to go over to the campfire. It's freezing up here right now. I don't know how cold it is. But we're going to wander over here to the campfire and see who we can get on the line. Talk about some of their experiences here. It's an early night already, but we've already had quite a lot of activity flying around the mountain. And Hopefully we can embarrass a few people around the campfire here. Ghost stories? What about UFO stories? Yeah. We're live on the air. Does anybody want to talk about what you've seen up here in the past, 30 minutes or so?
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, it's been very active tonight. It's cold and clear, and within a very short period, we saw at least 5 ships, and James said that there was only 1 satellite in the sky tonight. So that's a lot to see in one night, and 3 and then 4 lights on the mountain, totally bright and captured on film. And a lot of orbs, a huge orb activity in the film, all captured on the film. Very cool.
There's I think we ended about 7 or 8, and then another 4 objects flew over after that. So I think we're at least 12 or 13.
Yeah, I'd say that.
There might have been more after I went in.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw. But we're here. Yeah, the magic hour.
I was looking over the trees behind where we had the other cameras pointed, and they were 2 very bright objects, much brighter than the other ones we've been seeing. And it was one over the top of the other, and they were moving somewhat together through the trees. I had to keep walking to keep them in my vision. And I handed the night vision goggles over to Lisa to look, and then she was unable to see them. But I followed them for quite a ways. I ended up having to walk quite a distance and watch them move, and they were big.
So there are 2 big light spheres with no running lights or strobe.
No running lights.
And below the trees, and they went behind the trees, actually.
They went behind the trees, yeah.
Yeah, so it's definitely not a satellite, not a meteor.
No, it was not a satellite.
Not a plane. I think it falls into the UFO category.
Unidentified by
yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Does anybody else want to comment, or did you see anything else out here?
Some remarkable orb activity, and they
clearly
were not dust particles.
Yeah, yeah.
They almost seem to, at times, move intelligently, which is something I haven't seen before.
What would you say about, like you're saying, people are trying to say they're water spots or dust particles, but these objects are moving.
Well, the stuff that's streaming is moving extremely fast. But the other stuff actually saw one stop and then
reverse direction. Yeah, right into the wind. The wind doesn't have any effect on them whatsoever.
Right.
You know, if it's a water spot, it would just be in one spot on the camera. They wouldn't
be
moving all over the place. And so there are no water spots on the camera. It's a clear night tonight.
Yeah.
And, so basically it falls into the category of definitely a light sphere that seems to be intelligent and moving in ways that could not be dust.
Yeah, it's not dust.
Yeah.
It's not dust. There's no wind out here.
Yeah, it's really calm. Calm night. It's just a light breeze. But we've had heavy winds here, and these orbs go right against. You can see the trees bending in the film, and the orbs are moving straight into the wind, not even phasing them. The wind has no effect on them whatsoever. Any more comments from the... I was thinking that. You guys picked up my mind, but I didn't want to say it.
Nice fire.
Yeah, we have a great fire going on out here. Everybody's kind of taking a break, getting warm, because it is pretty chilly up here. I think we're coming to the end of the camping season just due to the nature of the weather up here getting pretty darn cold. We've had some 20-degree weather at night, and... I think if we get some precipitation at the same time, we're going to have some snow on the ground. But definitely we've got all kinds of activity going on here. We're still out in the field. We've gotten away from the fire. They're having quite a conversation there about some of the things they've seen. We had some really interesting wildlife go by here. We've seen coyotes. They've come up and howled like crazy right next door to us here. We had a beautiful mother deer go by with two fawns right in front of the camera. And got them on film as well. So pretty active night. Some of the guests already took off. It got a little cold for them, and they've headed on out. But it's a beautiful night up here. We're staring at the Pleiades is rising in the east. We've got Cassiopeia right above us. This nice W here. We've got the Andromeda system just below it. And it's a crystal clear night out here. The Milky Way is just incredible. I'm standing right underneath the center of the Milky Way galaxy. I'm looking straight up, and there's this big black hole right there, and we are moving into galactic plane, so it is going to be pretty interesting. A huge shift coming up. If anybody wants to go ahead and give us a ring, feel free. You know, if you want to call in and talk about some of your UFO experiences, I am out in the field right now, and it is dark, so I can't really give you the call-in numbers, but if you go to the website, they're there. If anybody wants to call in, just go to BBS Radio. I'm sure you're already there if you're listening to me, and look down for the call-in numbers, and feel free to call in. It's just a phenomenal night here. One of the things I'd love to talk about tonight is this interesting phenomenon that's happening, and I've never seen anything like it, but if you look at the major UFO networks out there, you know, MUFON is one of them. I won't get into, there's International UFO Congress and things of that nature. A lot of these groups, there's something going on, and I can't put my finger on it, but it's like we're invited to come speak, and then we get uninvited all of a sudden. And I'm seeing over and over again that the boards of some of these groups are changing, and there's a lot of military moving in and taking over as board members, and they're very adamant about me not coming and speaking because we give a very positive note about these very advanced ultra-dimensional beings and these benevolent ETs that are coming here. There seems to be a concerted effort right now to keep it dark, keep it a threat, keep it ugly, and, you know, keep the war industry going and, you know, keep the status quo going. So keep an eye on this. You'll see over and over again, you're going to see the people that are having benevolent contacts, that are having a real positive experience, being pushed out and shoved aside and getting no voice whatsoever. And unfortunately, that is the game. And we know who controls the press, who controls the mainstream media. And we also know what the message they want to get out, and it's a message of fear and terror and keeping everything as a threat and having certain agencies and institutions as being our saviors, you know. So, you know, they have to continue with the threat, to continue with their position of you know, supposedly taking care of us and ruling over us, you might say. But anyway, it's quite an interesting phenomenon. It's getting more and more apparent every day. And we are seeing over and over and over again that it's almost all military people that you're seeing that are on the news, and they're talking about, oh, like, you know, major abductions, landings, experimentation, you know, all of the negative aspects are hitting the press and, you know, keeping the fear and suspense going and keeping the threat going. And believe me, the greatest threat is not coming from the heavens. It never was. It's right here. It's right here at home. And it's the threat that keeps us in darkness, keeps us in fear, you know, keeps us, you know, dependent, keeps us enslaved to dependency, and we're seeing right now unfold the epitome of greed. We talked about this on several of the shows, and there's one thing that, to me, is very important to me, and basically what it is that when we look at this economic meltdown that's going on, and we're seeing all of these families, and the foreclosures are really moving rapidly now, and they're trying to really speed this up. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are hurting, that, you know, if you knew what it's like to be, have a family and know that you're going to lose your home and know you're not making ends meet, what that does to people and their psyche, you know, how that feels, just the constant worry about losing your home or just being out without a home and out on the streets and everything. These people feel like, you know, a total failure. They're very distraught, and you know, they're not doing too well. Basically, it's so whatever you can do to help some of these people out, and I think we really need to put pressure on our leadership and say, you know, I don't think it's a good idea for these fat cats to continue to, you know, have these luxury spa trips, spend thousands and thousands of dollars, go on these hunting trips, again, spend thousands of dollars after the bailout, to be rewarded for bad behavior. Meanwhile, all these other folks are wondering where they're going to be sleeping tomorrow, or wondering how they're going to be able to eat, and wondering how they're going to be out of the cold. You know, things of that nature. So, you know, basically, I think we're seeing the height of greed, you might say, the total absence of conscience, the complete lack of empathy, and total separation from the rest of humanity in our leadership and some of these elite, you might say. They have no soul left. They're so disconnected from their souls. They're running on pure ego, and there's just a total disconnect. But, you know, it doesn't faze them a bit knowing that they're throwing families out into the cold, basically, that families are losing their homes. None of this fazes them at all. Everything is a number to them. And they're just trying to figure out how to increase the numbers, increase their wealth, you know, and capitalize at the expense of humanity, Earth. And they have no consciousness whatsoever, it seems. It just seems there's a total disconnect there. But basically, you know, people need to rise up and get in touch with your souls, you know, the God within you, and start taking control over, you know, our lives in this planet and where we want it to go. And we might want to start reminding the leadership that we are the ones that put them there, and we can also be the ones that take them out of there. So anyway, you know, basically we need to get back to the basics, you know, and live according to the universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment, and stop this nonsense, this total separation game. And, you know, basically that's what the benevolent ETs want. You know, people keep asking me over and over again to comment on the, I believe it was Blossom Goodchild's prediction, you know, that this massive ship was going to come over and say hi to everybody and light up and do all kinds of maneuvers to just kind of push their way on everyone else. And what the fact of the matter is, basically, it's not their job to come and fix us and to heal us and to clean up the planet and to restore our individual freedom. And it's really not their job. They don't want to deal with aggression, any kind of aggression. That's not part of their program. So the bottom line is that these extremely advanced ETs, whatever you want to call them, you know, they come from many systems. And we also have the beings of the inner earth, you know, these elfin beings and some that we thought that were just you might say mythological. They do exist, and they do live on the interior. So everybody's waiting for them to come up from the interior, or to come from some far-off distant galaxy and save the planet. And I think you know, that we really need to save ourselves and to rise up and regain our own self-authority and just say enough's enough, basically. And that's what they're waiting for. They are helping us. They are inspiring us. They're working through consciousness and energy. You know, they're doing everything they can energetically and through spirit and through other spiritual technologies to turn this planet around and assist us in this quantum leap that we're going through. But there are limits, and, you know, basically you can only do so much. So it's basically like, it's like a child, you know. If a child's trying to learn to walk and you just keep carrying it around and picking it up, it, you know, it has to fall. It has to learn to walk on its own, or you're going to be carrying that child around the rest of your life. And you know, we are having the opportunity here to stumble, to fall down a few times and take a good look at where we're going and maybe change direction. And they're inspiring us to take the high road and kind of move, you know, on a different path that might be in service to humanity, Earth, and drop this, you know, fear and separation game. So anyway, that's my understanding on how they're operating. And to me, to have a massive mothership come and just sit over Alabama or any other state, you know, I'm not saying that's not going to happen. It has happened in the past. It has happened in many other countries that don't shoot at them. But as long as we have an aggressive policy towards ETs, as long as we fear them, or as long as we want to worship them and turn them into a religion, as long as we have all these mindsets going on down here, I just see what's the point. You know, what's the point of them landing and engaging us? They will engage those who rise to the occasion and those who kind of transcend all religious and cultural boundaries and start living according to spirit, not the body. And although we have a body and we have these multicolored earth suits we've jumped into, we are a spirit, and in spirit we are one. So the people that do understand this and that are operating along that category, those are the ones being contacted. And unfortunately, the ones being contacted like this usually live out rurally. They live out in the boondocks, you might say, and you know, they don't get much press. You know, they're not the ones that are getting the press. The ones that are getting the press are the ones that are pushing the fear mode and the suspense mode, and you know, keeping the status quo going. So, you know, basically, it's unfortunate, but we do, we're all a part of it. We do support this program. You know, we have our TVs running 24/7. You know, we're watching people, you know, inflict pain on each other, you know, constantly. And we're dumbing ourselves down with all kinds of chemicals, and they're actually dumbing us down, too, you know, right along with our own toxic consumption, you might say. So basically, you know, the bottom line is it all boils down to the individual. Are we going to change our ways? Are we going to clean up our consciousness, clean up our environment, clean up our own bodies as well? Are we going to move in that direction? Or are we going to be led down another path, which is going to lead to social, economic, and environmental collapse? And that's the path that the other boys want to take us on. The elite, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them. But, you know, the bottom line is it's up to us. Individual, we can create our day, we can create the world we want to experience, we can change this, and we can stand in our own self-authority and just say, you know, I'm not going there. I'm sorry, you can take your chip and shove it, you know. But, you know, it's funny, they have these bear chips, they're trying to get everybody chipped, you know, everybody under control, and the problem is that these chips cause cancer. And even the people that chip their dogs, so in case they lose their dog to be able to find it, the animals that they're getting chipped are coming down with cancer. And your body does not like this chip. And, you know, neither do the animals. They don't like it either. So the frequencies emitted from this chip and the other energies around it are you know, your bodies are just not accepting it. So now they're trying to figure out a new program, I guess, to make a new chip that will. You know, bottom line is that it all goes back to and it goes back to control and being controlled through fear. So you're going to see all these programs coming up in the future where they are going to control people, they are going to use fear, they are going to use all kinds of false flag operations. You know, they used them in the past. You know, they've used 911. Now we have the economic false flag program that they just laid on us, and be surprised if they don't try to create a threat, you know, an ET threat supposedly coming in from some far-off distant galaxy, and they're coming here to slice and dice and eat us. You know, they've remade War of the Worlds. They, you know, Mel Gibson did the movie Signs, like, which to me he just went off my list of nice people after doing that. I used to love Mel Gibson. I thought he was a great actor and everything, but to me his integrity level just fell to the bottom of the barrel when he did the movie Signs, and he took something like the crop circles and turned it into something, again, very fearful, very deadly, very, you know, a real ugly thing when you really look at these crop circles and you see the messages in them, and they're beautiful. They're just amazing what they're doing. You know, so, you know, they have the sacred geometry. They have the geometry of creation in them. They have all these ancient symbols in them. They're messages from some very, very advanced beings that are coming to the earth. And what do? They turn it into a movie where they warned us, or like warning signs where they're coming to eat us, basically, and slice and dice us, etc. So again, you know, so much for Hollywood. They play an important part in this nonsense. We did put out a movie that counteracted, which is called Contact Has Begun. And it is on our website. You can go to eSETI.org and see this movie. And it gives you the truth about what's going on. And there are low-level contacts, but it's a very small part of the puzzle. And there's a much bigger puzzle going on, but we have to rise to the occasion to have the experience. I've said over and over, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you're going to connect. So, you know, basically the bottom line is that if you have a military mindset and you see everything as a threat, and your whole focus is to shoot them down, grab their technology, and back engineer for the war industry, well, guess what kind of beings you're going to connect with, and guess what's going to be going all over the press. You know, all of this negative nonsense, is that's all you're going to hear. And that's what we're hearing right now. And a lot of the major UFO groups out there are supporting this, and they're pushing any higher message out whatsoever. A lot of people I know that are going to these conferences are coming back just sick. Are ill, or they're just all freaked out, and they're getting ready to make bunkers, buying ammo for this big invasion coming up, or whatever, you know, and they're putting tinfoil hats on, or whatever. So anyway, it's these people are shooting themselves in the foot too, because the numbers are down, people aren't going, and these conferences are falling. Falling deeper and deeper into the hole, and pretty soon there's going to be nobody there. Kind of like the churches, what happened there, that people just aren't going to church anymore. And why? They're so tired of hearing this fear, guilt, unworthiness message. They don't feel good. And they're going to go where they feel good eventually. They're going to go, wait a second, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel good being here. I don't think I'm going to go anymore. And that is going to be the end result of these conferences. If people don't wake up and smell the coffee and start bringing in the people that do have a positive message and do have the real information that can go beyond the negative agenda, you know, that's being promoted. But anyway, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. I've seen over and over this, I think it's Gary McKenna or McKinnon, I'm not sure his name, but the young kid that hacked into the internet he hacked into the Navy's top secret files or whatever. And all of a sudden he finds out, holy smokes, that we have a whole hidden program going on where we have our own space fleet, and we have people, you know, within this space fleet. And we have all these back-engineered craft, you name it. It's been going on for years. We have, you know, secret space stations, and we have our own UFOs, and you know, according to what he got into, we have bases on the Mars and Moon, and we've been going back and forth with little effort. And so that kind of exposes the whole NASA program and the space shuttle and everything else as basically being a dinosaur store or window dressing, you know, for us to keep paying, you know, our money and donating money and paying our taxes or whatever. And so now he's being prosecuted for that. Now, what's interesting is that the Navy are the ones that run HAARP. They have a lot of the back engineering stuff going on. And these are the guys that are going after him, but then again, they're trying to say that they're the good guys. And you'll start to see all of this military, ex-military showing up. A lot of it is connected to the Navy, and you're going to see it in every avenue of the UFO field. I think it's amazing that known disinformation agents that people know are disinformation agents are speaking at these major UFO conferences because they've been infiltrated, they've been taken over. And we have to look at their boards, and when their boards start talking about this new world order, this new program they're going to do for us, and they start, you know, saying names that are the names of the Illuminati that they're talking to, that they have this incredible new world they're going to put together for us, we need to start backing up and going, wait a minute, I thought this conference said no new world order, you know, on their videotapes, but unfortunately they are infiltrated. So again, you know, keep watching this. I would keep an eye on this. Watch it unfold. Don't be taken in by it. And know there is a positive event going on. There's an extremely spiritually and technologically advanced group of ETs that are here now. They're putting an end to the low-level contacts. We are going to join the rest of the universe in peace, and it is our destiny, and hang on to that. And don't buy into all this negative agenda. You know, there were abductions. There was some negative activity going on, and it was in cahoots with our own government. There's agreements and treaties made, and the group that they aligned with, again, were the ones that decided to work with the more self-serving ones, you might say, the ones that were here for genetics or here for their own purpose, not for the betterment of humanity. But again, it goes back to the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. And when you have that war mind or that need to control and dominate and wanting to be the big boy on the block with the biggest weapons, of course you're going to connect to that type of being. And the more benevolent ones are just waiting for us to get it, for us to wake up and smell the coffee. So, you know, they're hanging there, and they're observing, they're watching, they're interacting in ways we don't understand on very high levels. They're appearing and disappearing and vanishing and staying just out of our frequencies, and for all the right reasons. And it's mainly because we're a very aggressive, primitive, warlike race. And so I've told people over and over again, if we want to have contact and we want to have these beings come and interface with us and share their knowledge, their wisdom, they've transcended war, they've transcended disease, they lack for nothing, they have no material lack whatsoever, they've transcended that. And these beings are here to assist us. But we need to create a space, a sacred space for them, you know, where they can come in peace, where there is no threat. And that is our whole focus here at ESETI, is to create a space, a sacred space, where these extremely advanced beings can come. We have a caller. Welcome to the show. Can you state your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, James, this is Mark.
Hello, Mark.
I'm from Kentucky.
How you doing?
I'm doing good tonight, doing good. I just wanted to tell you I appreciate the emails this past week. You sent out a lot of good information.
Good.
And talking about things turning around, I was listening to the John Perkins. That was one of those YouTube videos you sent out.
Uh-huh.
It was about the confessions of a economic hitman, was the book he had written. So it seems like we have an individual there that was, in the government. I believe he was saying he was recruited by the NSA and stuff to be an economic hitman. And that's just, it's just really amazing, you know, to hear his story.
Yeah.
And see the turnaround. It seems like he alluded to a couple of times to maybe having a spiritual experience. Of course, he wants you to get the book, so he didn't like the cat out of the bag fully. But
yeah.
I just wanted to say thanks for all those emails. I really enjoyed listening to him, and really get you thinking. Some of the information he given us about the America's just 5% of the world population, but we consume, you know, I think it's 25% of the world's resources.
Yeah.
And how many people are dying every day from starvation? 24,000, I believe, and 30,000 children dying from curable diseases. So we've got a lot of work to do, but that's encouraging to hear his story.
What do you think about people that, I mean, they are being exposed, and there are people within the system that are getting an attack of impeccable integrity, you might say, and they're wanting to come clean, and that's part of their program, I guess, their karmic release program, you might say, but, a restitution program. But what I'm seeing over and over again is all this information is coming out, and it's coming to the surface. And I love that one, Soldiers of Conscience, you know, that came out as well, where they were talking about that whole program on the conscientious objectors, and how they just said, look, this isn't right, I'm not doing it anymore, I quit, and all what they went through. But what I saw over and over again is the prosecutors and the military, and they're prosecuting these guys, and they're trying to speak on behalf of the military, only have a little bit of information. And they've been totally programmed to believe in a certain way, and if they had all the facts, they would probably agree with the conscientious objectors and quit. You know, if they had all the information, but you can tell they don't. They don't have the information. They don't understand the true nature of why they are there, why we're engaging in Iraq and Afghanistan, and what's really going on behind the scenes. And if they knew that, they would probably walk away from the whole thing themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just still, I mean, there's so many people around me, you know, that I can see that are so mind-controlled and dumbed down, and, it's hard to even try to talk to them about, you know, being of a higher consciousness and taking a step back and looking, you know, at the situations that we're in, you know.
Well, send them that email I sent out, you know. Just say, read this and then get back to me. If you haven't read it, don't bother me. You know, if you don't want to go forward or become informed or get educated, then that's okay.
Right. I've been, you know, doing that kind of thing with the internet, looking into the videos such as John Perkins for about 5 or 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I came across you. And, your information just struck my spirit, and in a way that, I just know it's all true. You know, I can just feel the love and feel the sincerity. And, you know, I feel like I'm alone floating in an ocean on a sailboat, you know, as far as people around me. You know, everybody's caught up in their daily life, the daily routine, and it's just hard to break the ice with this stuff that's not the norm for them, you know.
I think that's why a lot of these ships are appearing. I mean, they're not doing the massive. They definitely aren't going to be landing, not right now, but why they're continuously appearing to kind of shock people into realizing that maybe everything they think, it may not be correct, or there might be more to the universe than they can imagine. And I know when people come here, they have a total life-changing experience when these ships come over and power up and do their little dances. You know, it's amazing.
Well, that's a good word. I was thinking about that you know, the people around me need a good shot because, you know, they just wouldn't believe or even want to listen to some of the things, you know, that I could tell them about, you know, higher things, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what they need is a shot. And then maybe they would listen to somebody.
Well, I think
this
economic meltdown affected everybody. And that was one of the shocks that it probably took for people to reevaluate their life and see that they are just totally enslaved through dependency and how unhappy they really are. And I know some people that lost, you know, they lost everything and they just walked away from it. And they're kind of living out in the woods right now. They simplified and they got themselves a little cabin and said, the hell with it. And all of a sudden you talk to these people and they go, you know what? I've never been more at peace. I've never been happier in all my life. And I had no idea the life that I've created, what a jail it is and how unfulfilling it is. So I've seen some of these things. It's a good thing for some people because it actually broke them out of that program and that they're in, and it's allowing them to expand and move on to something greater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I've really enjoyed all the emails, the information you've sent out this past week. Just want to say thanks for everything you're doing.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye.
We're about out of time here. We've got basically one more minute, and you know, I think it's time that all of us just unite in consciousness and say a prayer for these people and send them a blessing and send them some love and joy and bliss. And kind of, you know, use that intention and the collective consciousness, knowing it's going out there. And, you know, send these people some help, you know, some energy help, some lifting thoughts. Just kind of send them the consciousness that everything's going to be all right. And who knows, they may pick up on that and get that feeling, just as a lot of these conscientious objectors got that strong feeling that, you know what, I'm done, I'm not doing this anymore. And all of a sudden this wave of energy just picked them up and empowered them to fulfill their destiny and to move in a different direction. So basically, I think that's what we all need to do, is focus on that love and joy and bliss, anchor it in, become it. And move and live in a way that's in harmony with each other and the planet. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're out of time, so we're signing off. Watch the heavens, watch your heart, and act accordingly. Have a good evening.